This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
The midterm elections are just a few weeks away, and according to a new report from the Wesleyan Media Project, campaigns and committees have spent over $917 million on ads. And when all's said and done, it's expected they'll have spent $1 billion to air somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 million ads in House, Senate, and gubernatorial races. This is a payday for local TV stations, but many politicians and political action committees are buying more and more ads on cable. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains why.
If you live in a state with a close race, you know that candidates are carpet bombing the airwaves with TV ads.
I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. I'll know how to cut pork.
I'm Matt Rosendale, and this is how I'd look from a government drone.
And this is what I think about it.
But candidates are increasingly airing their campaign antics over cable instead of their local broadcast station. Ken Goldstein teaches political science at the University of San Francisco and is tracking the midterms closely.
There's just not a lot of competitive House races. We're sort of in a dead ball year in terms of House races.
And the House races that are close are in big cities, where it's not efficient to advertise on local TV. Plus, there aren't as many competitive races for governor, and those are mostly fought on local airwaves. But long-term trends also give cable an edge over local TV.
Now we can do targeting that we couldn't do before.
David Karp teaches political communication at George Washington University. He says local broadcast TV is broad and scattershot. But now cable set-top boxes tell campaigns exactly what voters are watching, so campaigns can tailor their ads.
So that would allow them to deliver an advertisement to one neighbor and a different advertisement to a different neighbor, ideally.
For example, voters in one district might like watching reruns of old shows like Mork and Mindy.
Until next week, Nanu.
Of course, that show is from back in the 80s, before cable started taking political advertising away from local broadcasters. Now, don't get me wrong, local TV still rakes in the most cash, but it's only grown a little from the last midterms in 2010, according to Elizabeth Wilner of Kantar Media.
Local TV's heyday is over in that these great gains we saw in local TV ad spending for politics cycle over cycle probably slowing and eventually will plateau.
Whereas spending for political ads on cable this election is expected to nearly double. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.